following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
We are currently living in times of startling upheaval. The Middle East seems to be on fire, and it's a fire that threatens to draw in an increasing number of other nations, whether or not they want to be drawn in. Earthquakes and other devastating natural disasters in various parts of the globe continue their deadly parade across the headlines of our papers. And our news programs seem to carry countless tales of shootings, mass kidnappings, public beheadings, economic and political instability, and ethnic and racial tensions and violence. There has never been a time in human history when the entire world needed to pay more attention to Bible prophecy. Yet many don't. God has given us Bible prophecy for a reason, and these times make understanding those reasons more important than ever. Today we want to make those reasons plain and equip you to do more than wonder about prophecy. We want you to understand it. So join us today on Tomorrow's World, where we want to encourage and equip you to dive into prophecy. Stay tuned. Greetings and welcome to Tomorrow's World. My name is Wallace Smith and I'm delighted you're with us. Today our focus is going to be related to Bible prophecy. And we'll be offering you one of our most popular and requested items, a free DVD titled The Power of Prophecy. It isn't some dry academic video. Rather, it will lay out for you in the pages of your own Bible specific prophetic events that we expect to happen in the years just ahead of us today. It'll also teach you how to learn to understand prophecy for yourself. It's one of our most popular items. And as always, on Tomorrow's World, we send it free to everyone who asks. Be sure to watch your screen for details on how to request your copy. Now, if you've watched the Tomorrow's World program for any length of time at all, you already know that we don't shy away from prophecy. In fact, we spend quite a bit of time with it. And given the deteriorating condition of the world today, many shouldn't be surprised. Recently, the U.S. Secretary of Defense summarized the global situation by saying, and I quote, "The world is exploding all over." With the previous power structures of the Middle East virtually shredding before our eyes, with that area of the world's potential to export global terrorism becoming greater than ever, with national economies continuing to teeter on the brink of crumbling, with ethnic and racial tensions on the rise in multiple states and nations, and with so many biblically prophesied elements falling into place like chess pieces being maneuvered into their final end game positions, anyone not paying attention to Bible prophecy simply is not getting it. And they are failing to truly understand the news at the very time when understanding it is increasingly becoming a matter of life and death. And yet so many professing Christians and so many professing Christian churches don't spend any time on prophecy at all. If they even consider prophecy at all, it's often seen as a curiosity, a distraction, something that's not really part of the important stuff in the Bible, not related to your salvation in any way. Or it might be considered somewhat important, but it seems too confusing to spend time on, with all of its symbols and imagery. A seven-headed beast, a strange creatures and statues. Some worry that they just can't make sense of it, and that there just isn't any spiritual profit to them personally if they spend any time in it. And yet, when you go through the Bible verse by verse, you find that more than one-fourth of the Bible is prophecy. How big is that? Well, from the beginning of the Bible, ignoring a fourth of the Bible would be like ignoring Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and 1 Samuel, maybe parts of 2 Samuel too. Or perhaps cutting from the other end, Ignoring the last fourth of the Bible would be like removing the last four books of the Old Testament and the entire New Testament. Could God possibly want us to ignore that much of His Word? You know, we don't have to guess at the answer to that question. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, who inspired the Word of God, is the same one who admonishes us very directly in Matthew 4 and verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And my friends, every word means every word. Today on Tomorrow's World, we want to encourage you to dive into prophecy, not to hold it at arm's length, but to begin studying it, to learn from it, to gain from it all the things God intends for you in His prophetic word. And He intends a lot. In particular, we want to explain to you what the purpose of prophecy is. When you begin to see its purpose, you begin to appreciate why God gives prophecy and what He's trying to accomplish with it, and what its impact in your own life can be. So in our next segment, we'll begin to focus on four vital purposes of prophecy. In doing so, we hope to encourage you to begin making a growing understanding of prophecy part of your own personal Bible study. And we want to help you do it right. Though the symbols of prophecy can seem strange and unfamiliar, there is a proper way to understand them. God doesn't allow us to simply interpret them however we want, and He makes that clear in 2 Peter 1 and verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation or origin, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Prophecy reveals God's thoughts, and we want to handle them rightly. To help you do this, we're sending to everyone who requested today a free, nearly two-hour-long DVD titled The Power of Prophecy. This DVD will not only lay out for you multiple prophetic truths about what is happening in the world right now from the pages of your own Bible, it'll also take the time to explain how you can personally understand Bible prophecy in the first place. For those who've ever been confused, be prepared to understand more clearly than you ever have before. If you've ever told anyone that you just don't know what's going on in the world, after watching this free DVD, you'll never be able to say that again. It's only a call or mouse click away. Get your free copy today.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were noting that even though many Christians often find prophecy intimidating or confusing, or mistakenly think it's not relevant to their lives, Jesus Christ wants us to study prophecy. In fact, concerning the prophetic book of Revelation, one of the largest single prophetic books in the Bible, Jesus promises to those who take His prophecies seriously, "Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book." Will you keep Jesus' prophetic words of the times to come and receive his blessings? The free DVD we're making available today will help you to do exactly as Jesus Christ commands. But why is it so important to him? Why does Almighty God put such a priority on prophecy in His Word, so much that one-fourth of the Bible is prophecy? What is the purpose of prophecy? Let's look at four purposes of prophecy. The first we'll discuss today is this. Bible prophecy warns people and nations to repent so they can avoid punishment. Like a good parent, God does not desire to punish. He desires to bless, and He provides a warning to us as individuals and to entire nations that punishment is on its way so that we can repent and change our course before it's too late. Punishment is coming on the world for sin. Eventually, it will culminate in the greatest time of trial and suffering that the world has ever known, a time called the Great Tribulation. Picture the horrors of wars past, such as the Holocaust of World War II, the killing fields of Pol Pot. We can begin to add the increasing massacres occurring in our day and the slaughter inflicted by groups such as the self-named Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Jesus Christ prophesies in Matthew 24 that the time to come is far worse than any of those times ever were. Read His words for yourself, beginning in verse 21. For then there will be great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. A time of suffering never experienced before by mankind will threaten to extinguish all life on earth if God were not to cut it short. The Bible makes plain the fact that these days are coming, but they're coming for a reason. Because of this world's sins, its rebellion against God. In particular, those days will begin with the punishment of the United States and the United Kingdom before engulfing the entire world, as we have explained from Scripture many times on this program. But God takes no pleasure in any of this, and He tells us ahead of time so that we can change, so that we can avoid punishment. That is His desire. Consider His loving warning in the prophetic book of Ezekiel in chapter 18 and beginning in verse 30. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live. In the DVD that you'll receive, you'll be taught that one of the keys to understanding prophecy is identifying modern nations in the Bible. And when you learn to do so, you'll learn that this warning to Israel applies to modern nations today. God does not want them to go into punishment for their sins, but He warns them passionately, for why should you die? Turn and live. And for you viewing today's program, your nation may not turn to God, and it may continue in national sin, but you do not have to. You personally can turn to God, cease from breaking His laws, cease from ignoring His commands, and seek the God of the Bible. As the Apostle Peter passionately warned his listeners in Jerusalem in Acts chapter 2 and verse 40, be saved from this perverse generation. And then those who gladly received His word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. Though Jerusalem and its people paid a terrible price in 70 AD, some heeded the words of Peter and were saved from the slaughter that followed in their day. Jesus Christ died for you so that you too can escape the snare of sin, turn and be free. But you must choose to repent. May God give you the strength to follow Him and to commit your life to Him. One purpose of Bible prophecy is to warn people and nations to repent so that they can avoid punishment. Today's special free DVD will answer some of the most asked questions about the Bible and prophecy in it and what lies ahead. What is the mysterious beast of Revelation? What are the 5 keys to understanding prophecy? What are the 6 greatest perils facing the United States? What dramatic role will Europe play before Jesus Christ returns? What does the Bible say about the future of Russia, China, Iran, and other nations? What will ultimately come out of the current strife in the Middle East? The answers to these questions will affect you personally. Don't wait until it's too late. Request your own free copy today. There's no cost, no obligation, and no strings. We make this information available as a public service. Don't fail to get your copy today.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
Welcome back. In our last segment, we demonstrated that a primary purpose of prophecy is to warn people and nations of what is to come so they can repent and change. But not everyone will repent. Not everyone responds. We know that many of you, our viewers today, will choose not to respond to God's desire that you repent and avoid what is to come. But prophecy has a purpose even then. Purpose number 2 today is that Bible prophecy encourages those in captivity to repent. God has this purpose in mind when he made a proclamation to ancient Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 4. And as we explain in our free DVD, he makes the same proclamation to certain modern nations today. It's in verses 27 to 31. And the Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you'll be left few in number among the nations where the Lord will drive you. And there you will serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you're in distress and all these things come upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice, for the Lord your God is a merciful God, he will not forsake you nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which he swore to them. Those in captivity will remember the words and the warning that they had heard, and they'll begin to seek God in a way they did not before their punishment. Concerning the coming great tribulation, the book of Revelation prophesies that many will learn from their suffering and will turn to God during that time. Chapter 7 and verse 9 calls them a great multitude, or an innumerable multitude. And in the despair of that time, they'll begin to seek God as they never have before, and they will find him and the comfort that only he can provide. For those of our viewers today who will find themselves under the punishment of the great tribulation, it's our prayer that you will remember these things and remember to seek God with all of your heart, with all of your strength, and with all of your soul, and he will hear you. A third purpose for Bible prophecy is to announce the good news of the coming kingdom of God. If you're a regular viewer of the Tomorrow's World program, you know that this is our primary focus, just as it was for Jesus Christ and his disciples. In fact, vast amounts of Bible prophecy, both in the Old and New Testaments, are devoted to describing the coming of God's kingdom, what that kingdom will be like, and the role of Jesus Christ and his saints in that kingdom. Time would fail us to read them all, but look for yourself. Read of the miraculous change in the animal kingdom in a newly peaceful world in Isaiah 11. Read of people of all nations and languages coming to Jerusalem to worship God at the Feast of Tabernacles in Zechariah 14. Read of the removal of Satan the devil and of resurrected Christians ruling beside Jesus Christ as kings and priests in Revelation 20. Read in Zechariah 8 of a world where the children and elderly, the weak of society, are safe and able to congregate and play in the streets. Read of a world physically transformed with deserts blossoming into life and the lame and sick healed and whole in passages such as Isaiah 35. and of the world being spiritually transformed, described in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 9. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In Acts 3:21, the Apostle Peter calls these prophesied times the restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all His holy prophets since the world began. Regardless of how mainstream Christian churches ignore it, the prophetic message of the coming kingdom of God is the main message of the Bible and the primary thrust of Jesus Christ's message to the world. The message of that kingdom is the gospel, the good news that He brought to humanity. And His true ministers will continue to preach that prophetic message to the world until the returning King of Kings and Lord of Lords establishes that kingdom. Now, before we conclude with the very inspiring fourth purpose of prophecy, I want to make sure you have one more opportunity to request today's free video collection, The Power of Prophecy. If you have ever felt that Bible prophecy was somehow beyond you or inaccessible, this free DVD will show you that you can understand it, both what it says about the days in which we are living and what it says about the days just ahead of us. In addition to explaining what the Bible says about the future all of us are facing on our very doorstep, the DVD includes instruction in the five keys to understanding prophecy. You need these keys to unlock one-fourth of your Bible prophecy, to your understanding. Don't regret passing up this free offer. Get your DVD today.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
So far, we've reviewed three of four purposes of Bible prophecy. It warns people and nations so they can repent before being punished. It encourages those in captivity to repent. And it announces the good news of the coming kingdom of God. The fourth purpose is simple but inspiring. Bible prophecy demonstrates God's total sovereignty and power. In the book of Isaiah, God comments on this aspect of prophecy's purpose in chapter 46, beginning in verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country. Indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Our predecessor in this work, Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong, said many decades ago that there is one most important fact in all the universe, and it can be stated in three simple words. God reigns supreme. My friend and colleague on this program, Mr. Richard Ames, frequently reminds others of this inspiring truth, and I have benefited from his passion and clarity about that truth. Another friend of mine made a contrasting point once. Contrasting himself to God, who rules the entire universe, He pointed out that he couldn't even make a simple guarantee that he'd make it to his young son's football game in time. We're not God, but thankfully, God is God, and God reigns supreme. Prophecy teaches us that. It's meant to remind all of us that history, all of history, both history past and the rest of human history that is yet to unfold, is all under the care and providential guidance of a loving and all-powerful Creator. What does that mean? That means His purposes will be fulfilled. His plan of salvation, climaxing in the kingdom of God and the transformation of His people into glorious children in the kingdom of God, will come to pass. The removal of Satan the devil for all eternity will come to pass. The complete purification and utter transformation of this world will come to pass. God has declared it, and He's not only the God who announces prophecy, but He is the God who has the power to make His prophecies come to pass. But this lesson goes beyond the grand picture and should touch us in the smaller picture as well. A God of prophecy who has the power to declare the end from the beginning is also a God in whom we can place our trust. He's a God we can share our hopes, our dreams, and our concerns with. He's a God who knows our purpose and has it in sight even when we don't. He's a God we can obey and place ourselves 100% in His hands, even under the threat of persecution or harm, because we know that in His hands is the best possible place to be. Yes, Bible prophecy does indeed declare God's sovereignty and power, and reminds us that the one who lovingly demands our loyalty and obedience is truly worthy of that loyalty and obedience. For He is God, and He reigns supreme. I pray that God blesses you abundantly as you begin your study of Bible prophecy, just as He says He will in His Word. Today's free DVD, The Power of Prophecy, is an excellent starting place and will cover more information in detail about prophecy and prophetic understanding than many of you have ever heard in your life. In addition to the DVD, be sure to visit our website at tomorrowsworld.org, where you'll find a treasure chest of additional resources to further your study of prophecy and God's Word. You can also find us on our popular Facebook and Twitter pages. And as always, you can find us right here. Please do join us again next week. Roderick Meredith, Richard Ames, Rod King, and I will be here waiting for you and looking forward to sharing with you the good news of the kingdom of God and inspiring truths from your Bible that you won't hear anywhere else. From all of us here at Tomorrow's World, take care.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.